This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The 79th day of lawlessness continues in the great state of North Dakota. After one incredible day, there's got to be a historian somewhere that could put that in context. I mean, this whole ordeal, what is there for a parallel? What is there for the event we saw yesterday with hundreds of law enforcement officers? And by the way, these are police officers from every corner of North Dakota. These are sheriff deputies and folks from sheriff's offices, not only in North Dakota, but a growing number of states around the country. These are Highway Patrol, North Dakota Highway Patrol guardsmen. And they are in the middle of a situation yesterday that we were describing the preparation for about this time 24 hours ago, but then watched unfold as the day went on, day turned up tonight, that was incredible. Here's what's most incredible about it. To me, it was a miracle that no one was killed. It was a miracle that no one was seriously injured. I don't think there was any bloodshed yesterday. Think about that. With hundreds of law enforcement, literally nose to nose with hundreds of protesters, water protectors, thugs, pick your word, folks. I don't care. Call them whatever you want. They were there defying law enforcement. They'd been given days of notices that you cannot stay here. You will need to be removed. They were told, do what you have to do. These people have been spoiling for a fight all along, and law enforcement did not give it to them. They gave them respect. They gave them empathy. They gave them the long arm of the law, which they are paid to do and constitutionally sworn to do. But boy, oh boy, did they do it in a professional fashion. I'm telling you what, folks, I've watched every second of everything I've been able to uncover, posted much of it on our Facebook page. And the most important thing we can ever do any day is say thank you. And we have to thank law enforcement today. We really do. That was one incredible effort. Watch the videos. I mean, I was overwhelmed. How professional, empathetic. I mean, they were stern. They were purposeful. They had a job to do. But you look in their eye, they were there not with any zeal to do that. They were there because they had to. And many of these folks are away from their families. And this was third world conditions. This was like a war zone. Throwing garbage at them and shouting and hooting and hollering and running around and, you know, total disrespect. Total disrespect. And yet these people were treated professionally at every turn. That was a sight to behold. I'm blown away, as you probably can tell. And really don't think we can say thanks enough to everyone involved. I know our listeners feel that way, but I hope law enforcement understands there is enormous gratitude for what they did there. Enormous. I want to give them all a big bear hug. You know, all we have to do is talk about this stuff. This is easy from the cheap seats, right? These folks are, you know, I'm putting themselves on the front line there. So, you know, something else. Many of you have been calling for prayers throughout the time the tensions were rising here. And I'm sorry, this doesn't happen. This does not happen by accident. This is good law enforcement. That's no accident. But I believe those prayers have been heard. It's not over. You still have people here bent on breaking the law, bent on trampling on private property rights, bent on harassing North Dakotans. You still have people here funded by big, big pockets, folks, eco-terrorists. This isn't about Standing Rock's water. This isn't about the Sioux people. This is about a pipeline. This is eco-terrorism, green extremism. And North Dakota saw it up front and close. And, folks, they have cost you, the taxpayers, a lot of money. They have diverted law enforcement from important work over the last 79 days. They have scored a victory of sorts here. There's no doubt about it. So the question is, do they see this as fertile ground now? Or is this ultimately wrapped up, stopped, and done? Will the leadership of Standing Rock say, you know what, enough already. Sorry, Chairman Archambault. It's time for us, the tribal council, and the traditional leaders to speak to this situation. To be the leader you have chosen not to be because you're busy being an eco-terrorist, hanging out with Black Lives Matter on the set of MSNBC. Yesterday with the City Council of New York City. Might be a good time to meet with local leaders if you're from Standing Rock and this is going on with your people, wouldn't it? Yeah, well, he was meeting with local leaders, but they were in New York City. I've got the photos to prove it, folks. It happened. And you can't make it up. So, a bullet was dodged yesterday, no doubt about it, but this is not over. And every single elected leader of every political stripe needs to stand behind law enforcement right now to be forceful, to lead, to get out there and end this once and for all. Boy, oh boy, we're lucky. Lucky's the wrong word. They're good. They're really, really good. And because they're so good, I'm speaking of every single member of law enforcement that had planned this, that were part of this. You're talking about leaders like General Dorman from the Guard and Colonel Gerhardt at the North Dakota Highway Patrol and Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer of Morton County and Sheriff Paul Laney of Cass County. All of the police efforts, that team, right? There are the leaders right there. And obviously, getting the support and assist from the governor's office. But we need more. That group needs reinforcements, needs more dollars, needs more manpower to end this. But please, let's be thankful for what they did, because that's pretty incredible. If you were there, if you have a comment on this, if you have an opinion that agrees with what you just heard from me or completely disagrees with me. And by the way, these people own social media, these people being the eco-terrorists. They love to call you the most hateful, awful, horrible things. I can't even repeat them on this program. I don't care. I could care less. I only tell you because I know there's a lot of people out there that don't agree with what I've said or what I've done in making these comments and supporting law enforcement or standing up for what they've done, calling out what they're doing as eco-terrorists. That's fine. This is America. You're free to disagree. I'd welcome your calls. Let's have a conversation about this. Trooper talk next hour among our guests, Lieutenant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, who was on the scene yesterday. He will join us and take your calls as well and talk more about this operation, what's happened and what continues to happen right now. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number to weigh in today. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Fred and Wing, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, it really does make me feel grateful that we can stay back here and our law enforcement people are out there fighting this terrorist plot. So when I call, sometimes we got to do the hard things. And they're doing the hard things out there. I mean, our law enforcement are out there doing hard things with respect. in the native tribes who have supported this. We have lived together in tolerance for years. And we have lived together with love and mutual respect in many ways. And now this thing invades our state. Now we have to call it what it is. And so I'm going to call on the churches today, like Scott did. Thank you for doing that, Scott. We have to recognize what's going on here. The people, the ancient religion that the indigenous tribes had in the past and today, still keeping that what they call their heritage.
Hold that thought, Fred. We'll pick up after the break. Marty in Stuartsville, Clinton's on the road, Chan's in Dickinson, Karen's in Fargo, and your calls next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
Have I got a deal for you at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off when you mention my name, Scott. TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Save 11%. Here's a 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. This is new. Never been in the field. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch on it, fertilizer tank, bulk fill, 22 gallons a minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Big savings now at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live First. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Oh, aren't you glad we live where we live? Speaking of the Northern Plains, yesterday, what happened there doesn't happen the way it happened without the kind of good sense that we have, especially for our folks in law enforcement. Obviously, they're dealing with an element that has come in from all across the country. You know, that's the thing we cannot lose sight of here. This is not the people of Standing Rock that are ultimately responsible for this. Unfortunately, their leaders invited this element in, so they will, I hope, be held financially responsible and criminally responsible ultimately for what's going on here. But, you know, it's not the individuals at Standing Rock themselves that are culpable here. It is this eco-terrorist green extremism that's come in from all across the country. And thankfully, they came across very responsible, restrained law enforcement who had everything thrown at them. I mean, I don't mean to make light of what happened yesterday. Certainly it was very, very serious. I mean, there are Molotov cocktails being thrown and they're lighting bridges on fire. There's gunshots that came from protesters towards the law enforcement. One shot of somebody, getting a hand wound from the, but again, not, thankfully, at the scale that it could have been with what happened. Nobody seriously injured that we know of to this point. Nobody killed. And yet, incredible level of tension and confrontation. That's what I'm talking about. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here as well. And we're keeping tabs on the news right now. There is operations, I guess, Todd, would be the correct way, right, to describe what's going on as we speak, just like there were yesterday. And so we're monitoring that and keeping tabs on all this. But it's... do you remember anything like this? I mean, obviously the floods and, some of those situations would you sort of have all hands on deck, but not a law enforcement counter, a law and order situation on this scale. I don't remember anything like it.
Ever, not around these parts. No way. And not to this magnitude, yeah.
Yeah, so it's historic times. So we are here. 800-228-0550. Okay, back to Fred. So, Fred, quickly, if you wouldn't mind. Give me your key point here related to what you believe is important going forward and what you want churches to do.
Well, I'd like everyone to go to Isaiah 8:18, read that. That's where it comes from. Second Peter, a couple of those things in the Bible. But we have to, as Christians, realize that there is a certain amount of power with worshiping these familiar spirits that they have been beating their drums to for months. These familiar spirits are the creation of God, and they're worshiping the creation, the spirit of the water, the spirit of all this stuff. That's the native religion. That's been brought from all over the country, and when these people travel, they bring those familiar spirits with them. And Isaiah talks about how they can make problems, they can create discord, hate, and they've been beating their drums to that. Now, as a Christian community, we have to realize there's a little bit of power in that, but realize we need to worship the Creator and not these created beings, these familiar spirits.
Yeah, you know, well, we heard from a woman by the name of Addie down at the Standing Rock area recently, and she has been quite popular with our listeners who say, please have her call back. I don't have her number. I would have her call back, but... she has talked about, Billy Graham's prophecy in this regard a number of years ago, specific to this. And it is a spiritual battle. There's no doubt about it. And I think there's an element that we need to recognize in all of that. One of our other listeners had said there was an effort to pray Psalm 91 over this whole situation. So a lot of prayerful efforts. And by the way, those are legitimate prayerful efforts that I think are wonderful. The idea that you're part of a quote-unquote prayerful, peaceful protest, and you are defying law enforcement and saying, no, we won't leave, do what you got to do, and up yours, and F this, and everything else. You going to try and tell me that's prayerful or peaceful? Give me a break. That's ridiculous. That's blasphemy is what that is. Don't try and use that in our face whatsoever, but I do believe there is a good deal of people in this great state who are legitimately praying for a peaceful end to that, and because of them, we witnessed a miracle yesterday. Let's hope it holds. Stewartsville is where we go next. Marty is on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, Trent Luce was in town, good friend of both of ours, went down to talk to some ranchers down in that area to get the stories for Loose Tales. Well, we went to Solon and then went east. We came to the roadblock. Now, I'm talking roadblock by federal BIA police. These are on the south end of the protest. We drove up. Trent said, well, this far as we go, we drove up, big smiles on their face. They said, are you going to the protest? Trent said, can we? You bet. And they pointed us into the direction. Absolutely no control of what was going there and just a direct danger to our law enforcement and the people on the front lines. Wow. It was pathetic what federal government was doing on the south side of that protest, letting anybody. I could have had a pickup load of any type of weapon, and they would have let us drove right through. We went up there, and I can tell you, there were women dragging children to the front and people yelling, bring the children to the front. It was just unbelievable what was going on down there. And when they figured out who we were, of course, they got aggressive. Trent was asking about personal property rights and what they were going about down there. And Trent is lucky that he did not go down there alone or unarmed, because they were right in our face, and the restraint of those law enforcement officers being hit with sticks, being thrown rocks, clubs, was unbelievable. And the federal police put them in danger.
Yeah, they own this. This is a problem of the federal government's making from the get-go, and thankfully we have the leadership we do and law enforcement we do that said, you know, I would argue it's taken longer than it should, and we are really lucky that something bad has not happened. But you got to credit them. To this point, they have managed to do this without any significant, you know, injury and or loss of life, which is really incredible. I don't think that could happen anywhere else. Man, 79 days of this stuff, and the federal government is sitting on their hands. It's disgusting what the federal government did, what the U.S. Justice Department did in the middle of this, is saying, oh, hold off and disregard a judge. They fueled this fire from the get-go. You know, I mean, it's just incredible. And now you added another very important piece of that together. We actually have been trying to connect up with Trent and Daryl Lease, who I know was on that tour of the North Dakota Farm Bureau with Trent yesterday. They wanted to call in and thank law enforcement for what they saw down there yesterday. So we're working on doing that in the next hour and maybe get more of that story as well. But I'm so glad that Trent saw things firsthand that'll get some more attention regionally here as well with his good work really across the nation. He does great work. We love him. Absolutely. Marty, thanks for calling and sharing that story, would you?
Yep, thanks a lot. You know, and the people down there, I would say 8 of 10 cars were out of state. These are not peaceful people. I mean, it was like, I've never been in a lunatic asylum, but that's what it was like. These people are dangerous, and they're putting our law enforcement in danger. And how they can do it, I give them credit. They are great men on that front line.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate the firsthand report.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I just caught up with Trent Luce, and he is going to join us along with Daryl Lease, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. They were on the scene as that unfolded yesterday, and were sharing tales with us yesterday. You catch that, Don? Sharing tales. with us.
That's good.
Luce tales, yeah. About the incredible restraint of law enforcement and what was being done down there. So, next hour, we have Trooper Talk with North Dakota Highway Patrol Lieutenant Tom Iverson. It's a really popular segment we do on the program. Normally, it's about, you know, if I go 84, are you going to pick me up? And, hey, what about texting and driving and all those things that people have? And, of course, for the last 79 days, Highway Patrol, along with other law enforcement, sheriffs, and police have been consumed with this event. That now nearly what? Are we at 500 yet arrests? We're 400 after last night, right? 140 plus last night. This continues, this siege of eco-terrorists in the middle of North Dakota. We will talk firsthand a little bit about the operation yesterday and also the ongoing operations with Lieutenant Tom Iverson next hour. Back to more of your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. You can also text us at 701-226-8503. And we've just gotten word that there's a guy named Marshall Lee from Washington State who is in his vehicle down near the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and the protest site with the 550 on his radio. And some people are following him on his video as he's got the radio cranked up, evidently, and he's trying to get the call-in numbers because he wants people to call and tell us how racist we are or something. So that's fine, Marshall. Let me help you. 800-228-0550. We welcome everyone, whether you agree or disagree.
He's in Washington with 550 on.
I think he's at the site.
He's at the site. Okay.
Yeah, but he's from Washington State.
Okay. Right, I was going to say, if he's in Washington, as big a blowtorch as 550, and there's one in Butte, Montana that would probably cover it up, and one in Bellingham, Washington, so I don't know that that would work over there.
We generally stay five states, two Canadian provinces, but maybe we've gone global, which
well,
of course
with
we
the
have.
App.
With the iHeartRadio app. Exactly right. So download that baby. Hey, this program doesn't go without fine sponsors, and one of our favorites, literally, don't tell the rest, but he is our favorite, the one and only Mike Lindell of MyPillow is checking in with us today on the program. Mike, how are you?
Doing real good, Scott.
Fantastic. It's good to catch up with you again. I love the updates because literally we could do these every week and you'd have a new story about a new milestone at this wonderful Minnesota company that is shipping the best pillow on the planet that you invented all across the globe. How are things?
Yeah, it's been really busy the last month. We're up to 1,100 employees now, but I've actually been pretty busy with the election. I actually got a call by Donald Trump a month ago, and I met him, all the stuff we're doing with MyPillow for the inner cities and stuff, and he called me out. I met him privately for an hour, and it's been it's just been amazing the last month that I put all my credibility towards him, and it's been quite a month for me.
Wow, that's an amazing story. So you're saying he's doing this on the down low. He's helping you help get fellows to kids.
Right. When I met with him, he heard about all the stuff I was doing for the inner cities, and he's got some great plans when he's elected of what we're going to do with private funds. We're doing it with private funds, and I'm starting in Minneapolis and in Minnesota, and we've already started, but I'm going to be announcing that stuff later this month, and we're doing stuff in big ways with MyPillow. And he had other questions for me too. He wanted to know how I am in Minnesota with 1,100 employees, how I survive. And I said it's pretty scary with Obamacare going up in Minnesota by 60% or whatever it is. It's crazy for my employees right now. It's been pretty amazing. I went to the last two debates, and I got to know his family, got to know his workers, and what an amazing group.
That is so unbelievable. Folks, if that's not a reason to buy MyPillow, I don't know what is, because there's a guy willing to stick his neck out for a presidential candidate. Not many CEOs going to do something like that. But number two, all this good work he's doing in concert with Donald Trump to help folks in need and get one of these MyPillows, that's something else you're supporting when you buy one. Incredible. So what's Donald Trump like in private in these meetings?
He's amazing. Let me tell you, he's amazing. I walked in, he contacted me, and he got a hold of me, and I couldn't believe it. It was surreal, and I walked in his office. It was about a month and a half ago. It was in August, and he says, "Mike, how you doing?" It was just like I was seeing one of my best friends, and he asked me about my cross I always wear on TV. He says, "Are you a Christian?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "This is a divine appointment. I've got a bunch of stuff I got in prayer." We talked about God for 5 minutes before we even talked about the things he had called me in for. Just an amazing guy. And what I see most about him, if people out there want to know how he runs his business, it's so similar to how I run MyPillow. We were able to grow at MyPillow from 5 employees to 1,100 in a short period of time, 5 to 500 in 40 days. Well, the stuff we get done, because we're one of the fastest growing companies. I watched Mr. Trump, and I talked to all his, in fact, I'm staying in this hotel right now as I'm talking to you. But I talked to all his employees, and they all say the same thing. He's got an open door policy. They come in there. He makes decisions. They don't have all this bureaucracy, these little corporate boards where you gotta, sit and wait. And they just make good decisions, and he surrounds himself with great people, and just amazing. I can't say, people can say, well, they can't take away my reality of him. It's just an amazing guy. And all the other stuff they said about his past, they said, well, you know what? I was a drug addict till January 16, 2009, and I was transformed. And I don't know him back then, but I know him now, and he's just a great guy, and his heart is to help the country and help America.
Yeah, and whatever Donald Trump had in the way of burdens then, right, whatever they were, and whatever yours were up till that point, what does that matter? I wish we could have more of a conversation like that about anybody that is in any position, whether it's, do I want to work for that person or not? My family member that I'm concerned about? I mean, to who I want to elect as president. It's amazing how a little mercy is out there in this country, isn't there?
Absolutely. Giving grace. And, my employees, we don't even have HR at MyPillow. If someone's having problems, we go get them help, and we find out what the problem is. If they don't show up for work and they're late all the time or something, some deviation, we find out what it is, and we go get them help. Everybody's got, things in their past or things, forgiveness is a big thing. And that's the way I run MyPillow. And some of my best workers are people that learned from their mistakes in the past and learned from their and moved on. And I'll tell you what, I can't say. I mean, my friends, my workers, everybody has asked me since I was, blessed enough to meet him, and I now actually befriend him. Now we're friends. I got to know his family. His people is. They would be the best people for running this country. I mean, it's just, that's amazing. Now I understand how he got so big, his brand got so big, and how he got so big. With the people that surround him, he surrounds himself with good people, and he makes good decisions.
Yeah, and you mentioned Obamacare. That situation, that you know, bombshell of the rate increases and sort of the bottom falling out on Obamacare, something we've all known for a long time but now is exposed raw, seems to be making a difference at the 11th hour of this race because, I mean, just you and your company, 1,100 employees, what's that going to mean to your bottom line in Minnesota?
Yeah, it's my bottom line. It's been, well, my employees, they've come to me. I have an open door like Mr. Trump does with his employees, and that. They've come to me. They've called me. My phone in the last month has just been, what am I going to do? And these are personally asking me, what am I going to do? Because we're talking huge increases for them. And I think right now we're paying half. I'm going to end up, you know, probably either I do with my company, either I got to make a decision to pay more for them, or they're not going to take it right out of their wages where they don't, you know, they're not going to be able to survive. You know, I deal with, I'm hearing from employees that never even come to me, and they're reaching out. I mean, it's going to affect every one of them coming up, and they're very scared. And of course, now they're hitting me from both sides, going, you know, does Mr. Trump will he be able to do something about this? They said, well, yeah, you guys got to get out and vote, and then he can, but he can't do anything. But he's you know until he's elected, you know.
Well, I hope they use you, Mike, because obviously you're you know internationally known. Spokesperson and done a great job, great story, and obviously that connecting with the 1,100 employees and what it means to your business translates to a lot of other people out there. So I hope they can connect those dots for some folks out there that realize what this is going to mean. Because I always say Hillary Clinton, she's the architect of Obamacare, right? She started it with Hillary Care. They've been down this path
absolutely.
For a long time. Yeah,
absolutely.
So she owns
and
this.
All these. You know, they make promises. You know, I here's something too. I deal so much with the. I'm not going to name the organizations I deal with their CEOs. These are national organizations, and I do stuff with private funds with the inner city. You know, me being a former addict and stuff, and all the promises that have been made for a long time. It's just to get them elected, and then they're you know wait four more years, and they don't do anything. It's just. It's time for change, you know. It's time for change where I just think it's all meant to be. I think when Mr. Trump is elected and we announce what we're going to do with private funds to this country, it's just going to be amazing for the inner city. The plan is getting individual help and then you're rebuilding the inner cities. You know, you're only as good as you feel. You know, the old broken window syndrome. And then providing jobs. I mean, you know. There's nothing's been done other than false promises for years.
Well, you know, we don't have a big poverty problem in North and South Dakota and Western Minnesota, but there is some of it there. One in nine kids goes to bed hungry in North Dakota. So to the extent we can help with your efforts as you expand them out, count us in. We really appreciate the partnership, and I want folks to know this company, growing like it has, is growing because of a pillow that is world-class, that I sleep on every night, that I couldn't do what I do without it. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep, and we know what the most important thing is to your sleep, and that's my pillow. So Mike Lindell has built one great pillow, folks. We have the best deal ever where you get the four-pack special premium pillows, two of them, and two go-anywhere pillows for $99.98, $179 in savings, and the My Pillow extended money-back guarantee now goes through March 1st of 2017, so you can buy them as gifts and still have the money-back guarantee, and it's a great way to go. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. Reward this man by buying a pillow and a four-pack for his bold support of Donald Trump, who we hope and pray will be president of the United States. Thank you, sir. Good to catch up with you.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Thank you. And those pillows make the best Christmas gifts ever, and I'll tell you that.
Absolute no-brainer for Christmas gifts. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Back to your calls. Clinton on the road. Mike in Pennsylvania. Chad in Dickinson and Anna in Chicago. Next.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl and Scott Hennon discussing cardiac arrests and the need for CPR and AED training.
Where do these happen most often?
Typically at home, about 88%, 12 to 13% of the time at your work, which most of the time you're learning CPR through your job. But I really am passionate to tell people what you're learning today is more than likely going to be used to save someone you know or familiar with than it is someone at your office.
Generally, a lot of workplaces do this. People are doing this in the workplace for their employees.
Absolutely. And I love that because it really shows that they're invested in their employees and want to make sure that they're safe.
To train on CPR and AEDs, visit www.ndsc.org and click on the training registration icon or call 701-223-6372 for a private training quote. That's 223-6372.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find them online at secureenergyfuture.org. It is a great resource to know what is being done to your power bill, to your bottom line, to your budget, and also to reliable energy with the Clean Power Plan. It also lets your elected leaders know you care, you're paying attention, and you're here to defend reliable energy, affordable energy for families and businesses in North Dakota and Minnesota. Very easy way to let them know, okay? Check that out at secureenergyfuture.org. That was a fun conversation with Mike Lindell. I was expecting a couple of minutes. We're going to get an update on how many pillows they're selling, and all of a sudden he's hanging out with Donald Trump, for crying out loud, Todd. The guy that made your pillow. He's like, buds with Donald Trump now, talking to him about God and stuff. How about that? Giving pillows to inner city people. I think that's pretty cool.
You should take some down to 1806.
No kidding. Oh, my gosh. All right, back to the phones here. Where did our Pennsylvania caller go? I don't know. We give preferential treatment to the local folks, but, we like hearing from Pennsylvania and Chicago and other places every now and then. So phone us up, 800-228-0550. Clinton is somewhere on the road. Where are you, just out of curiosity, Clinton?
Jamestown.
Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Well, I
Hey, I've got a couple things. One, I just wonder how much these wackos down there that really care when they're setting tires on fire. I mean, do they not care about the air, I guess? Secondly, where's the EPA? If I go burn tires in my yard or something like that, they would freaking crawl all over me. I would be bankrupt. And not to mention, they go after farmers. Oh, a little puddle of water, that's federal water and everything else, but then they don't do nothing about this. Thirdly, Archibald needs to be held accountable. He needs to pay this bill for all this law enforcement and all the stuff that he invited the people. He needs to pay this bill, not the North Dakota taxpayer. He needs to be responsible. What kind of leader runs off with all this stuff going on, runs to the UN, goes all over? You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. If I was part of the Sioux tribe, I would be very proud to be, and I would not be proud of him at all for the way he's acted this, because obviously he does not care about his own people, because he invited these freaking thugs and the idiots down there that's causing all this problem. And then he goes running around everybody else. You know, that's just ridiculous.
He literally was in New York City yesterday while this was unfolding, having been on MSNBC the night before and then hanging out with the city council of New York City yesterday as this was happening. As this was happening. And you're not the first to suggest that there ought to be financial culpability to Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I asked Governor Jack Dalrymple that very question at one of the briefings a month or so ago about that, and he said, yes, they would be held responsible. Some reporter quickly said, what about the company? Is the company going to be responsible? You know, I mean, the reporting on this, the journalism on this has been almost non-existent. I see Tom Dennis wrote a great op-ed in today's Grand Forks Herald that I sent out. Forget if I put it on Facebook or Twitter, but it's out there. That's pretty good. But I mean, very few journalists in this have actually been straight up. There's a few, but most of it's really been bad. A lot of rookie work, a lot of bias, a lot of, you know, where's the facts on this? It's incredible. It really is. In fact, if there had been better journalism on this, this would have been a bigger national story because somebody would have picked it up, but there's been nothing to pick up to this point. Fox News called yesterday and wanted us to do something. Todd relayed that to me. We gave him some clips from Lieutenant Iverson, but they are just doing something this morning. I see some live shots from this. So it's starting to pick up, but to this point, hasn't been much at all. Chad and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Say, about what you're saying with media and whatnot, I was actually calling in because I woke up this morning and wife had it on the NBC last night. And, of course, today's show comes on and I'm finally seeing the protest on there. And they're just reporting the lies. Like, they're just reporting that the police are being violent and that it's crossing their reservation lines and that it's destroying burial grounds. As of today, Matt Lauer was saying that this morning.
And yeah, did he use the big lie that Jesse Jackson dusted off this week, that the route was originally planned for north of Bismarck? They complained. I love that. Who's they? They complained, and then they said, we'll put it down by Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. That's my favorite, which is a flat-out lie. A flat-out lie they keep repeating over and over and over again. I've got all the facts on it. We've dug it out from the beginning. We talked to the PSC. We got the core documents. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well, I didn't see if they mentioned the Jesse Jackson lie because, again, as soon as I turned it on and I glanced at it for maybe 10, 15 seconds, and once I heard all that, I just quick changed the channel to my baseball updates and I just couldn't believe that finally hearing about it. And
yeah, no kidding. Well, that's that interesting. Crap. Yeah, but you're going to get the bias. We'll see what Fox does. They're doing something here this morning. I'll keep tabs on that here, Chad. Appreciate your call. By the way, can you give me a baseball update?
My White Sox suck. The Twins didn't do good, and I'm torn between Chicago and my AL Central. You know, okay. Like, I don't know who I want to win, Chicago or keep it in the AL Central, at least the Indians, maybe.
1-1, though. 1-1. All right, I'm a Cubby fan. I'm a Cubby fan. Let's go to, speaking of the Cubbies, Anna, are you in Chicago or from Chicago, Anna?
I am outside of Chicago in the suburbs.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I, too, have been watching what has happened out there on the news from Chicago, and I have to say that I'm just relieved that there have been no major injuries on either side, for sure. And someone mentioned prayer earlier, and that the Native Americans are banging on their drums and praying and they're bringing in the bad spirits. But actually, I think that either side praying is going to be, a safety for both sides, so I don't understand that line of reasoning.
Well, it's worked so far, for sure. Not sure if you're finished, Anna. If you're not, we'll do it on the other side of the break. Rex in Williston, Frank out in Minnesota. More calls welcome. Trooper Talk on the way, too. Don't go away.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juben. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.